Don't go to the doctor this month, at least if you want to avoid the July effect. That's the term some people in medicine use to describe what happens each year this month when a wave of 30,000 or so recent med school graduates set foot in their assigned hospitals for the first time as new residents, and senior residents take on new duties. But is it really a cause for concern? From The Pulse at Here and Now contributor WHYY in Philadelphia, Ilana Gordon reports.
Priya Joshi isn't sure when exactly this shift happened, when the thrill of graduating from med school was replaced with the anxiety of starting her residency. It's when she'll become Dr. Joshi.
I'm absolutely very nervous right now.
Like on a scale of 1 to 10?
20. Easily 20. Yeah.
Joshi is 23 years old, and on this eve of her first day as a resident in Philadelphia, she shows me the newly pressed white coat that she'll be wearing a mere 12 hours from now.
You're a med student, you wear a short white coat. When you're a doctor, you get a long white coat.
She tries it on.
I really just feel like a wizard. I look goofy in it. It's just too long on me, so it's fine. Yeah.
Joshi says, sure, she's been on hospital rotations before. But the focus then was on learning, on getting a good grade.
The biggest part for me tomorrow is to get through the day and actually help people well on my own.
It's a big moment for Joshi and the thousands of other first-year residents starting this month. It's also a big moment for hospital staff. John Q. Young is a psychiatrist and residency training director at Hofstra North Shore School of Medicine in New York. He has been bracing for the onset.
It is stressful and overwhelming because, you know, we're receiving a whole bunch of new folks at once and having to orient and train them and make sure that they're adequately prepared to assume their new roles.
And as new residents like Joshi come in, others move up and assume more responsibility. Senior residents move on. So you have to wonder, does this shift and drop in experience lead to worse care during this time?
Does patient safety decrease in the context of the turnover?
There's actually a name for this idea. It's called the July effect. In Britain, it has a darker nickname, the killing season. But is there any real truth to it? It turns out a lot of people have been asking this question, a lot. And the answer, what the research tells us, is complicated. Health professionals I've talked to disagree about it.
I think the data is inconclusive. There are some studies that demonstrate...
You can also find articles that dispute it.
I'm aware of the effect. I'm like the reason that it has a name.
In my opinion, it's probably more myth than reality.
Dr. Young at Hofstra has taken one of the most comprehensive looks at this. He reviewed two decades of research and says studies analyzing medical errors were weak. But when he zeroed in on the studies with large sample sizes that compared similar types of patients...
Overall, in total, there seemed to be a signal where patient mortality goes up in July and the efficiency of care goes down.
In other words, there appears to be some form of a July effect when it comes to death rates and lengths of stay. It's important to note that in general, death rates in July are lower compared to winter months. It may not always be as obvious as death, but Teresa Brown, a nurse in Pittsburgh for 7 years, has seen the impact. She recalls one time a patient was nearing death in a lot of pain and needed more medicine. A new resident wouldn't up the dose.
You know, it's not that that's a bad impulse necessarily, but it was the wrong choice, absolutely, in this situation. And I tried and tried with him, and he wouldn't budge, and I ended up going over his head and calling in a palliative care doctor because they'd been consulted earlier.
Brown says it can be a challenge for everyone, finding that right balance of working as a new team. Anecdote aside, a lot of health leaders are not convinced the phenomenon exists, at least not anymore. James B. Young, no relation to John Young, oversees a large residency program at the Cleveland Clinic. He points to a big study of back surgery patients that found no effect. And he says teaching hospitals have put a lot of safeguards in place for residents.
They're not working in a vacuum. They're supervised.
Residents have orientation. They go through role plays. Responsibilities increase in stages. But even if some form of a July effect exists, it could be going away. 15 years ago, a report from the Institute of Medicine shook healthcare. It pointed to there being as many as 100,000 patient deaths annually in all sorts of hospitals due to medical errors. This has brought about an entire movement to improve patient safety. Dr. Thomas Naska is head of the Maine Accrediting Agency for Residency Programs and a former dean at Thomas Jefferson University's Medical School.
Hospitals in the learning environment have made progressive improvement in safety and quality, but it is not where we want it to be yet.
Naska says residency education has a major role in shaping doctors' attitudes and behaviors about safety and quality. Growing recognition of this has led to even more checks on residents and new evaluation standards based on performance. Resident work hours are now capped, and programs are paying more attention to fatigue. It's too soon to know what's really working. But as for whether patients might want to think twice about going to the hospital this month, I punted that question back to Dr. Young from Hofstra, who points to some evidence of a July effect. He gives no pause.
Patients should seek the care they need, and they should not avoid or delay.
And he says, just keep in mind, even though a new wave of doctors may be on the floor, a much more senior physician is overseeing them, a physician patients can always ask for if they have any concerns.
Hey.
A full 24 hours after I first talked with Priya Joshi, the new resident, I met up with her again when she got back from day one.
I thought this was going to be, at least in some fashion, very embarrassing or very, you know, flustering or traumatic. And it was, for the most part, very, very nice and supportive.
Joshi says she had two levels of supervision. Senior residents walked her through everything. But she says the weight of her new role really hit home midday.
There was this one moment in the day where a patient was talking on his phone and he paused and he said, hold on a minute, and I'm talking to my doctor. And I paused because I looked at him and I was like, who are you talking about? And then I realized it was me. And that felt really humbling. Maybe that's the moment I'm going to look back on and feel that, yeah, I'm a doctor.
I asked Joshi if she worries she'll make a mistake and harm a patient. She says the fear is there, so she vows to recognize when she is unsure, to ask for help, and then use those experiences to learn and become even better at caring for her patients now and in the future. For Here and Now, I'm Alana Gordon.